From WDAV Classical Public Radio and South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with a special holiday edition of World of Opera. Well, it's that time of year again when it's almost impossible to avoid music like this. These days, we tend to call it holiday music to keep things ecumenical. But let's face it, much, if not most of that music, is actually aimed at one specific holiday, Christmas. And given the origins of Christmas, it's ironic that so much Christmas music is strictly secular. There's Jingle Bells, of course, and all manner of other examples. Songs like White Christmas, Sleigh Ride, and I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. Mommy kissing Santa Claus. Yet despite the proliferation of secular holiday music, we still find tremendous artistic depth and variety in Christmas music that celebrates the holiday's true origin, the birth of Jesus. From the world of classical music, the most familiar tribute to the Christmas story may well be Handel's Messiah. But there's so much more to choose from that the examples seem endless. There are Christmas concertos, Christmas cantatas, and yes, Christmas operas as well. For example, there's an opera called Christmas Eve by Rimsky-Korsakov. You might have heard that one quite recently right here on our show. And there's a Christmas opera that's actually become a seasonal tradition, Giancarlo Menotti's Amahl and the Night Visitors. Have you seen, my child, the color of earth, the color of thorn? His eyes are sad, his hands are... Menotti's opera Amahl and Handel's oratorio Messiah both tell nativity stories. And familiar as their music is today, both works were once fresh and new. Amahl, written for television in 1951, is still fairly new, at least by classical music standards. And since the year 2000, there has been another work of American classical music that also tells the nativity story, and does it in a way that seems as fresh as the new century in which it was born. Combining biblical and apocryphal texts with deeply felt Latin American poetry, the piece is also a sort of cross between the narrative style of opera and the illustrative world of oratorio. It's called El Niño, and it was written by one of the 21st century's most successful opera composers, John Adams. This time on World of Opera, the Nativity Oratorio El Niño by John Adams, coming to us in a fully staged production from the Spoleto Festival USA in Charleston, South Carolina. The performance features the Spoleto Festival Orchestra and the Westminster Choir, led by conductor Joe Miller.